WRHI app. Don't have the app, don't worry. Download it. When you can, take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
You know, we love to talk football here at OTS Media, especially here on Palmetto Mornings. And so we're excited to welcome in three coaches. They're part of the JUCO football program. We've got Derek Crawford, who's an assistant head coach, Fred Cunningham Jr., who's the defensive back coach, and Bakari Rawlinson, who's the head coach. And good morning to you all three.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You all look the part. That's for sure. I wouldn't want to face you on the football field. So, Bakari, let's start with you. Talk a little bit about your team. Give us some of the background, some of the history, and then we'll go down the line.
Well, the team's been around going on 8 years now, which a lot of people know this program was in a tragic bus accident back in, 2016. We bounced back. The good Lord gave us the strength to bounce back. We made a lot of upgrades, made a lot of changes in the program. We helped a lot of kids along the road. We done a lot of mentoring. And now we are getting ready to step into the four-year ranks of in our program, you know, standing around as a four-year program now. And then we getting ready to change it to a – forget, we're going into a I'm getting a little nervous.
That's okay. That's all right. But, we're just as nervous, I promise you.
And but our goal is to also not only just it's just not football. It's about mentoring and make sure these young men get an education.
And let's give the name of the football program, because I don't want to get it.
The program's called Rhema.
Rhema Rams.
Football Athletic Club Academy, yes.
And they've been around for about 8 years?
We're going on 8 years, yes.
Okay. Sir. And then what's the age of the men?
18 to 21.
18 to 21.
Yes, sir.
Are these guys, have they gone off to college to play football for another school? Did they just not get a scholarship, but they still want to play? Like, what's the average story of some of the guys?
Well, some of the guys, they come straight from high school.
Okay.
They didn't get an opportunity. Then you have some that has been to college that have hiccups in the road, you know, some hiccups, bumps in the road, and they come to us to get their lives back together. They get recharged, and then they go back to that college. And then some that came straight from high school, they go off, they get themselves together, get film, mm-hmm. get their grades up, and then they go off to colleges as well. We do that.
So they are enrolled in school while they're playing for you.
They got to be enrolled in college while playing here with us.
Okay.
Yes.
So, of course, in our backyard, we've got Clinton College, we've got USC Lancaster, York Tech, and Winthrop. None of those programs, right, have football programs. So they could be a student at either of those mm-hmm. four colleges and still play the sport that they love.
Right, and lose no eligibility at all.
Great. Mm-hmm. Do you all pull from mainly Rock Hill, York County, or how?
We get some from Rock Hill, but we get a lot of them from places like, for some reason, Alabama loves us. They love us. I mean, we get Florida, Georgia.
It's the heat.
Yeah. Yeah. We had some international kids that has been trying to get here, but, you know, it's a problem with, what is it called, I-4, I-9, or something like that.
Okay.
We have trouble with that. Oh. But, we get all over the United States. They reach out.
Now, what other teams are y'all playing? Like, do you have to travel, I'm assuming, because y'all are the home? Okay.
We do travel, but we play some post-grad programs, but we play a lot of college club programs as well. We got one big game, and one rival game for us now has been Gordon State. That's a rival game for us. Mm-hmm. We'll be seeing them here in Rock Hill on September 30th.
So, Derek, talk a little bit about, if you can, your game on Saturday, where it's going to be, what that looks like. How can our listeners come out and support you all?
Okay. The game will be at District 3 Stadium with a 1 p.m. kickoff. It's $10 for admission. If you have college ID or high school ID, it's $5. Mm-hmm. Five and under is for free. Mm-hmm. And this will be the first game of the season, so we're excited and ready to go. We'll probably have a live band there as well, coming from Charlotte. So, we're looking.
How long is your season? So this Saturday is the first game?
Yes.
So it lasts until?
October 28th.
October 28th, okay. Is the hope that these guys will stay with you all for the duration of their time in college, or do you want to get 1 or 2 years with them and then they can take their talents on to other schools?
So right now we know that – I know that we'll lose 11 off to go to college. Mm-hmm. We recruited a small team on purpose this year. We recruited 37, 38 guys only because of with the transition that we have. We'll lose 11 to go off to college. We know that the remaining guys that we do have will be staying with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're going to be attending one of the local colleges in the area.
So, Fred, we'll start with you, and then, Derek, you can also answer this question. Why did you all want to get involved? So Fred Cunningham Jr. is the defensive back coach. What was it about you? Did you play football? Did you find an opportunity that you're like, gosh, I still want to play? The NFL hasn't reached out to me yet, so I want to still get involved. Like, what? Talk a little bit about your involvement here.
Well, I'm actually from the York County area, and I'm retired Army, so I got a lot of football experience. Like, I played side-by-side with Derek before and a couple of coaches that's on the team. So while I was in the Army, you know, in between deployments and training, I would play, like, semi-pro type of football. So I was building up experience, and then I was also coaching, like, the Army flag team. And I coached a couple of middle schools during my career. And after I retired from the Army, I stayed in Nebraska, and I was right after the season with the middle school team I was coaching. These two guys, they gave me a call and gave me an opportunity. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. I'll come and come back home. And there's so many benefits for me coming back home.
Great. So. Good. And you're working law enforcement when yes. you're not busy coaching.
Yes.
So you really are providing service to our country through way of military and through law enforcement. So thank you so much for all that. That's fantastic.
And
what about you, Derek? What excited you about being part of the coaching staff?
Well, basically, I grew up here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So I went to Rock Hill High, played 3 years of varsity. I was a sophomore, and Chris Hope was a senior. Got to play with some great guys and stuff like that. So I did go off for a stint stay at Garden City College out in Kansas. It didn't work out. So I came back home, didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. So I got into adult minor league football and I started making a name for myself there. In 2009, I got into the private sector and had a small stint stay, Chester City police officer. Mm-hmm. So now I'm in executive protection and just graduated Saturday.
Congratulations.
Two gentlemen serve the community in a different light. And Bakari, that kind of just goes into what you were talking about. Not only do you want these young men to play football, you also want to mentor them as well. And these are three great examples of very successful young men that can balance a lot and do the sport that they love. In closing, what do you want our listeners to know about the style of football you all play? If they have room in their schedule on Saturday, they don't have anything to do on Saturday, they just say, well, what isn't it for me as a fan to come out and support the Rams football team?
Well, we're bringing back that hardcore grinding, hit you in your mouth type style football.
Okay.
I mean, that's just me. That's how I came
I love
up.
It.
I remember the Coach Pate era. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the Jimmy Wallace, you know, let's get it. You know, I mean, that's just me. The Jim Ringer, you know, mm-hmm. I came up around that. You know, it was just relentless, hardcore football. And that's how we play out there. That's how we teach. That's how our guys practice. That's what they're going to get. A lot of guys, they're not used to that. Mm-hmm. And everybody see all that flashy. You know, that's not football. Yeah, they're going to see it Saturday. And also, we're doing some giveaways as well.
Okay.
A lot of giveaways, giving away money.
Who do you play on Saturday?
We're playing a team called, this is another post-grad. We help develop that team down in Georgia because mm-hmm. we do help develop teams as well. Mm-hmm. We're playing a team called the Georgia Warhawks. Mm-hmm. They're coming up and they're going to find out that Rock Hill has a very good team.
No doubt about it.
I love it.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, you can see the Rama Rams, right, in action this Saturday, September the 9th. Yes, I didn't want to get the day wrong. 1 o'clock kickoff at District 3 Stadium. Go out there and support the Rams. Do you have a Facebook page? How can folks kind of follow your success, and how can they stay connected to you all?
It's RamaJucoRams.org.
Okay.
That's our website. And we are also on Twitter as Rock Hill Rama Rams.
Okay.
And of course our personal Facebook pages by name.
Yeah, you can find out about it.
Okay. Good deal. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much. Great to catch up with you. And seems like it's a new season's upon us. And like you said, Bakari, they're going to see that Rock Hill likes to play some football.
Well, yeah,
I like that.
Pitch in your mouth football.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. All right. Derek Crawford, Fred Cunningham Jr., and Bakari Rawlinson, thank you guys so much. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great job.